Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know I'm delighted to be here. And as you probably are aware, this is the weekend for a holiday, Memorial Day. And if you're tuning in to any of the news, you hear a lot of talk, and rightly so, about those who have defended our country and they have died in the process. They had a goal. They believed in it enough to give their life. And so most of the programs are talking about gratitude. Let us take the time. Be grateful. So true. So true. There are so many things in our life that we should be grateful for, and perhaps in our busy moments, it slips by, and we don't always think about the wonderful things that have happened to us. And while we're talking about gratitude, one of the things that I want to mention about gratitude is that this is the emotion that attracts those in the spiritual hierarchy. And I hear you, caller. Just give me a moment. I want to finish this thought and we'll be with you. Gratitude will attract to you advanced masters from the spiritual hierarchy. And so be grateful. Be grateful for everything that you have, no matter how small it might seem, because in gratitude, it changes you and it attracts those masters to your side. And so, caller, your name, please.
Oh, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
I called you last week. You told me to call back this week.
Okay.
I'm the one that we did the twin soul. My aspect was the twin soul.
Pam, I forget sometimes because since you called in, I've done two other shows. And so if you have a question about that, give me a little background.
All right. So what happened, I called in and I was talking to you about walk-ins and how things were, you know, not available to me. Information was not available to me about certain aspects of my life. And then you helped me kind of get in touch with my twin aspect, my twin soul, and we did some work around that, and then
isn't that exciting?
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. And I said, isn't that exciting when we're able to do those things?
Yeah, it was. I felt so much better afterwards. I was like, oh, it's you know, thank goodness it's a part of me that was meant to be there.
You know, Pam, when we come into this dimension, we forget. And if we could only remember those things when we came, it would make life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
We're down here in this little fishbowl, and it's like, you know, they plunk us down here, and it's like, okay, there you are. Now you figure it out.
Right. Yeah.
So you're still figuring it out, huh?
Yeah, I sure am.
What's the next thing you want to figure out?
Well, let's see. I guess the thing is what I'm supposed to be doing next. I've been working on trying to move to North Carolina, and, you know, I've got issues with my marriage. And so a lot of stuff, it's like everything in my life is kind of going through process and change, you know. So it's
Let
kind
me
of
ask
like,
you
okay,
a question. Why
void.
Are you moving to North Carolina, dear?
Huh?
Why are you feeling the urge to move to North Carolina?
Well, my daughter's down there, and I want to be near more sunshine and
mm-hmm.
light because the winter months are hard for me.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yeah, I'm in upstate New York, and the winters here are quite dim and
They're intense,
dismal.
Aren't they?
Yes.
When you have situations come up in your life like this, how do you try and find the answer? And this is not a trick question.
No,
the
I know.
Reason that The reason that I ask you this is because there are some tools that we can use. And so,
well, I definitely pray and meditate, you know, I mean, which is how I got the answer, you know, that I needed to move south.
Right, that's
good. I needed
good.
To have more sunshine, you know.
Now,
so
when
those,
you pray, do you, again, this is not a trick question, do you do a general prayer? Do you feel that when you pray to someone that they are the one that answers you? And if it is, how do you receive that answer?
It's intuitively and
mm-hmm.
like a voice, an inner voice. So
mm-hmm.
it's like I hear it within me.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people
like
hear
knowing,
it that way.
Like a knowing, I guess. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. See, that knowing part I like. I really like when people say, oh, there is this inner knowing that I am doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that is, could be the soul talking to you, could be your intuition, and it could be that you have gotten to a point where it is now ready to make the move and your soul is connecting with you and guiding you, or it could be your guardian angels who are there helping to assist you. So I do like that inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though, we have to double-check ourselves and make sure that it is true intuition, that it is an inner knowing, and that it isn't something that the ego is trying to accept because it's what we want. Do you know what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm.
So if one analyzes that, what that inner knowing is and where it's coming from, it usually is a good thing to follow. Now, voices. Voices, again, it's the same thing there. It can be a direct voice from God, actually. See, people don't realize you can actually have God speak to you, but that can happen. Then there are advanced masters that can speak to you, and then there are playful spirits who don't have your best interest at heart. These can be individuals who haven't crossed over to the other side, and they have a tendency to be, well, some could be malicious, some could just be playful to your detriment. So again, when you hear a direct voice, you have to really... you have to really analyze that and make sure that direct voice is who and what you think it is. So, what is your question? You know that you're going to move. And is the question about what you should do next around this move, or is it something else?
Well, it's about, I think it's both. It's about my mission and, you know, on this planet, and then it's about meeting my, you know, my needs for, you know, getting out of New York State, getting into more sunshine. And
mm-hmm.
But I like what you said about the playful, or, you know, it's like I don't, you know, you made me think, because I've always listened to that voice all my life, which has saved me many, many times, helped me through many,
mm-hmm.
many things. You know, and so, but yeah, I've come to trust it, but maybe indiscriminately. So
you know how you can tell, you tell by the results.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, every time you hear the voice, and it gives you direction or clarity on a question that you're contemplating, you look at the results. In other words, I hear some people say they'll write me notes and they'll say, oh, I have guides that prick me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no guide from the light is ever going to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go by past experience. In other words, I heard this voice that suggested this. I followed that example, and it was, the result of it was that it was of great benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another way that you can check that. Have you ever gone inside of your body and asked
Well, I've done journeying.
Well, you tell me what you call journeying.
I've done shamanic journeying with my, you know, and that's been helpful. But I didn't do it around this issue, you know. So I didn't.
Would
I
you like
really...
to hear some methods of how to go inside the body and ask?
Well, I think you talked about that last time, so I feel.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
See, I don't always remember everything that I say to someone because you have a lot of people who are calling. But now.
Of course.
Now, that is an excellent way because the body does not lie. However, the body will not give advice. The body will just answer the question. If you're, in other words, if you would ask if that voice came from your guide or if it came from an advanced master or if it came from a mischievous entity, and you go inside of your body and you ask that, they will tell you yes or no, but they don't always, the body doesn't always give you other advice after that. But it's a good checkpoint. Now, you do shamanic work and you do journaling. Do you see into the other side or see future events?
Well, those I get in dreams.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I get a
you
lot
know,
of, like...
You know why we get those things in dreams? Have you thought about it?
Well, I figured that a lot of work, that I do a lot of work when I'm sleeping.
Well, in truth, we all do, and you're absolutely right. But a dream, this isn't just my thought about it. I've had masters tell me this, and I am inclined to agree with this. The dream is like the back door to the ego, the individual, the person you are. And if you're not dealing with something in the front door, then it comes in the back door because there your consciousness is not going to block it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about dreams, they're wonderful. However, sometimes you can forget them if you don't take down the information right away. And also with a dream, sometimes you can interpret it incorrectly. So, and they're wonderful to take a dream journal. I think it's a wonderful thing to do if you're having dreams. Take a dream journal because when you put information down, sometimes it takes really three dreams to get the whole picture of what your soul is trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But you do meditate. I meditate.
Yes. I love to meditate.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I found that. I mean, I've done it for, I don't know, since I was about 20 and I'm 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Well, actually,
well,
I started
when you
when
meditate,
I was
13. Do you ask to see the future?
No. Not when I meditate because, I mean, I feel like meditating is like rebooting my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want that, you know, and sometimes I see things, like I will go places in my meditations, which are, you know, phenomenal. And I belong to, like, Children of the Sun, and I do those meditations. But over the year, I mean, my favorite is just to allow myself to go into the void and rejuvenate myself, you know. I mean, that's, like, my favorite thing. But
Nothing wrong with that.
No, no, not at all.
It's a beautiful thing.
No, but I love all the things that, you know, meditation does for me. But I don't ask for anything, you know, like an answer to a question.
Well, just as a thought, because a person can do this if they don't have a thought contrary to it. You can, with an intention, sit down to meditate and pose the question in the beginning that you would like to see a future result of, let's say just for an example, my move. In other words, you're moving, you've made the decision, but now you might want to go to the future and experience some significant event that's going to happen to you that is in the future.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it's we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of all of this is, well, you know, Yeshua said this, ask and you shall receive. And if you don't ask, you're not opening that doorway. But for one like you who has had a habit of meditating, if you place that intention that you want to see a significant event in your future at, when you're in this new location, you might find yourself doing some work that you actually came here to do.
Right, that's what I want to know. I mean, I love the work that I'm doing. You know, I'm
what
a therapist.
Are you doing?
I'm a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I use, like, Paralandra, and I work with the angels and the archangels. I mean, I kind of invoke everybody before my sessions come in and guide me, and I really like how it helps me in my work. I don't really see myself as doing much of the work, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with you.
Yeah, it makes it. I don't feel tired when I'm done, and I don't know. It's very inspirational for me because sometimes I go, "Whoa, where'd that come from?"
The other thing that you might consider too, and maybe you do this, is to make an intention beforehand to align your will with God.
Oh, I have. I don't do that regularly, but I have done that. You know, I guess it's my ego sometimes. I don't do that.
I have found that that's been extremely important. It keeps you on the right path.
And that's definitely the path I want to be on.
I know, I can tell. You're very sincere about what you want to do.
Yeah.
And what I'm sensing from this conversation is you have an inner sense that your life is going to change, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I know something's... That's why I think I'm calling, actually, because I think I know something. I can feel shifts going on. Something's in the works, and you know, and I'm not sure what it is, you know. So it's
okay,
a little
bit... see, I can go to the Akashic Records and I can ask, but I really like to try and help people come to this information themselves. And so I'm prompted. Are you relaxed? Do you need to take a couple deep breaths and just get close to the alpha state and relax? Do you need to do that?
I am.
Okay, good. I want you to go back in time right before you agreed to incarnate on this planet in this lifetime. You're not going back to a previous lifetime. You're going back to that moment before you came into this lifetime. And as you know, there was a planning stage. And your soul decided that it wanted to explore some areas. And what I mean by that is you've already explored some of them as a therapist, but you have this sense that there's something else. And so can you see yourself standing before a board of people, of souls, where you explain what you want to do and objective, some advice, so to speak. So it is a board that helps people make decisions in their choices. And it would look like as if these beings of light are sitting around a table and you're standing before them and you all are discussing the possibilities that lie before you on your journey in this lifetime. And so, can you connect with that?
I'm sensing something, yeah.
I'm sure you are. Just relax. Know that you can get there. They were very loving, very helpful. Their objective was to serve. and you got these ideas, your soul is a high soul, high goals, and you were so enthusiastic about having the opportunity to come and do the work that you wish to bring forth. Can you feel them?
I'm thinking that it has to do with working with nature and children.
You see, when we get these impressions, we're never wrong. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you're relaxed, you're looking inward, and you're speaking to your soul.
Because I just feel all this love coming up for children.
Uh-huh. And so, what was your plan with children and with the planet Earth? What was that?
I'm thinking that it's to co-create with nature from an early age so that they don't have to go through all the adult stuff.
And you can see how your experience as a therapist would lend itself very well to this, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so you might consider this first part of your life was really preparing for this, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was a stepping stone. And these children that you're talking about working with would be very young children, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and also I was thinking maybe some college-age children, too.
Oh, you're going to expand. Yes, college-age children really need this, and young children need this. And so if you are going to instruct young children and older children about connecting with the earth, how might you do that?
Well, I guess because I do the work with the Paralanda stuff and the process and the journeying, I have the knowledge of how to connect with, you know, nature in different ways.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Look how you have prepared for this.
I didn't really think that would be what I'd be doing, is it there? You know, I guess it's a shift in what I'm doing now.
Well, we have to take one step at a time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You had to be a therapist. You had to learn these tools. And then you're stepping up into some other areas where you're using this past experience. Now, something else that would be helpful for you. I want you to go back in time. We're going to do a little journeying ourselves, and I'll hold the space for you so you can do this. I want you to journey back to the time when you first started this kind of work, when you first started working with the nature spirits and in your enthusiasm, sharing that knowledge with others. Where does that take you?
When I first thought of it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was at the ashram and I had a vision in the middle of the night that I was planting a flower, and I was the dirt, and I was the flower, and I was the planter.
Mm-hmm. And when you were doing this, planting and the dirt and the flower, where were you?
Well, I mean, I was at the ashram, but I mean, where was I at the time? I don't know. I mean,
yes,
it was just
do.
I was there.
Yes, you do. You know.
I know.
Of course you do. Let's ask. Go back to that place where you were. Where you first learned to do this. Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to
find
it?
I guess so, because I'm looking and I don't see.
These were very early days upon this planet when people were actually co-creating with God, using God's energy, using their thought to produce new experiences. Where might that be?
That definitely rings true because I feel something in my throat.
Just walk there. You can get there. You know it. Just
it's like
open the door.
Homesickness.
Huh?
It's like homesickness.
Just open the door. Walk in and tell me where you are.
Like heaven.
It was like heaven, wasn't it?
Everything
You weren't exactly in heaven. You were
but everything
heaven
sparkles
down.
With light, and I mean, it's hard to explain, but everything is. I had this in a repatterning I did once, and it was like the temple has a blue floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's like. You can see through it, but you walk on it. The water and the flowers are alive more than,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, the life force is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the life force on me and we're just shining, everybody's shining.
That's because they were all much higher vibrations. The life force actually shone through the robes.
Mm.
Can you see
that's
that?
What I'm homesick for.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're here now, darling.
Mm.
You're here to bring that state here.
Really? Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Then I won't be homesick anymore.
But I'm asking you, Stretch, where were you?
Atlantis?
I was waiting for you to come up with that. I was sitting here patiently waiting for that.
Atlantis.
Yes, my dear, you were in Atlantis. You were in the very early days. You were using the skills that these great light workers had. They came with this beautiful concept of bringing heaven down to earth, and their vibrations were very high. And this is what you were doing.
I really loved doing it.
Of course you did. And why do you think you're here now?
I guess I know now.
You see, this is the end of the Atlantean cycle.
Hmm.
And many people are here who lived in Atlantis. Those who were allied or aligned with the light. And those who did things that was against universal consciousness. And we've all come back.
Mm-hmm.
We have a chance to repattern those mistakes that were made. And like you, you have come back to help bring heaven down to earth. And so, Pam, when you do this work, remember what you saw, and in your meditations, go there so you understand exactly what you are to be doing.
Yeah, I do want to remember all of it because it was beautiful.
But you see, this time when you meditate, you see what you're doing is just fine, and I'm not taking away from that whatsoever. But what I am saying is sometimes intend before you meditate that you wish to either go into the future or into the past, and I think it would be very helpful to you if you would ask to go back to those days in Atlantis when you were doing that work and review it. Watch your deeds. See how you did it. Because there are secrets there that you can remember and you can bring to this work now because you're not remembering, but you will.
Yeah, I've been praying and asking to remember. But.
And we do that. We can ask to remember, but now you have a place where you can actually go to and observe. And this is very important to you for your future work, to remember that, what you did in the beginning.
How cool is that?
It's very cool, isn't it?
Were you there, too?
What do you think?
Yes. I thought, the last time I was really sad, I was saying, I want my own kind. I just want to be with my own kind.
Oh, yes, I was there. I was there. I saw what happened, how the direction had turned into the opposite direction. And I knew there was going to be a fall, and I knew how far it was going to fall, and I knew that it would take a very long time to get back to where we were.
Wow.
So for all of the joys, there was sadness.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yes, it was very sad, but we've all agreed to come back, haven't we?
Well, I hope we get to have a reunion.
And let's hope that we're not too tired to have this reunion.
I hope not. I hope that we just keep on getting energized and energized. And
I hope so, too.
Well, this is very helpful. I'm sure you realize that.
Oh, gee, is it?
Oh, I really, it gets me, I'm very, my heart is very warmed. I feel very touched, and I just can't tell you how grateful I am that you helped me with that.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, to feel, you know, reconnected with what you're here to do.
Now, isn't that better than me opening up the Akashic Records and telling you?
Yes. That was a lot. That was very, yeah, memories are beautiful.
Absolutely, and this is what we're about. I want to see people empowered.
Yeah, it was like I was almost there, just not quite.
But see, I was holding space for you, Pam.
Yeah. And I like to do that for people, too. And that, you know, that was really wonderful how you did that, you know.
Yeah, I can hold the space for you, and you can go back, and anything is possible.
Really, we should plan for a reunion when we get things underway.
Well, call again, Pam. Let us know what's happening in the future.
I'll let you know. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Blessings to you, dear.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye. So, friends, what we just did with Pam is similar to what we do with Lord Metatron's soul healings, and they are exquisite. And if you are at a place where you really feel like you want to understand what you need to do, eliminate any blocks that you might have, open up your past and your future, you might consider going to www.metatronminutes.com and look at that information about a soul healing. It is quite remarkable when I work along with Lord Metatron with people and get into the very issues of their soul, and it is a beautiful thing. Give us a call here. If you want to be next in line, it's 888-815-9756. And you see, what I bring to the mix, dear ones, is knowing the questions to ask. This is, I do believe, a great secret, because, first of all, the body never lies. When you go within and you ask a question about the body, what's going on with the body, to know how to ask questions, you get the answers to find out exactly what you need to do to heal the body. And then when you know how to go within and intuitively ask about these different aspects of your life, again, knowing the right questions to ask is very important. But why I'm discussing this is we can find out anything we need to know or want to know about our own lives or those who are close to us when they affect our lives. It's not something that we can go into and ask about other people's lives if it's not something that we should know about. But the tools that are available to us today are available because of new energies that are coming in. And I would like to recommend that if you're not familiar with some of the new energies, go to the website www.the2012-2012countdown.com. And there's a lot of information there about what's happened with the new moons, the equinox, these new energies that are coming in, and what has empowered us to use these new energies. We have a caller in your name.
Rosemary.
Oh, golly, Rosemary, I love talking to you. What prompted this phone call?
You were talking about the body never lies.
Well, you believe that, don't you?
Well, of course.
I figured you did. I was wondering why the comment. You called to agree or you called to challenge?
No. No, I have been getting an addendum in my meditation for about the last, I'd say, week. And what this addendum has been is that may the light of myself sing a new song. May I walk in grace and truth. And may every cell hear this new song and function in a cohesive light that I may serve better with grace and joy.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
you know that all the cells talk to one another. They communicate. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to give them that beautiful message of love.
Yeah. And I find what happens with spirit when this, it's like it comes down through the higher mind. It's like a chain of command. And then it's all right. Mental, physical, spiritual body. Hold that thought. Impress that thought. Hold on to it and make it so. And I'm talking about, you know, about 4, 5, 6, 7 times an hour, sit down in a meditation. And it's not that you're being strange about it. It's just like, this is what is required at this time. There'll be no dilly. There'll be no dally. It will be done.
I just love when all of my friends from Atlantis call in. What is this? Well, you know, Pam was talking about let's have a meeting. And get together. It sounds like that's what we're doing right now.
Oh, we're doing that at night all the time. Believe me. I mean, one of my favorite experiences, like, is I didn't have the answer to a problem. I would just go in and I would say, "Help! will some member of my soul family meet me in the dream time with a plausible answer? I really need it.
Oh, I love that.
And sooner or later, there's somebody saying, you might want to view that energy and shift it just a little bit, and the square peg will no longer be square, and the hole will and the peg will fit together, and it'll be smooth again. Got it.
Yeah, it's hard putting those square holes, square pegs into those round holes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty painful when you're the peg.
And the thing is, Rosemary, we've been doing it for eons, haven't we?
Oh yeah. You know, and it's my standard joke has always been, Lord, I forgive everybody. Now can I have my power back? I even forgave myself.
Oh, but you're walking into your power.
Yes. And
you really
are. That was a prayer I held for about 15 years back. You know, if there's anybody I forgot to forgive, I forgive them. If there's anybody that forgot to forgive me, I forgive them for not forgiving me. And we're going to move on now. I'm not doing
love
karma
it.
Drama.
I have a friend that kept a notebook where she actually sat down and wrote down the names of all the people that she needed to forgive in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also did a little section on all of the names of the people that she was grateful for or to for some reason. And
wow.
Yeah, she found that that was very powerful for her.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she filled up a notebook.
Well, it's nice. It's also managing the balance of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And blessing everyone who came with whatever energy to add to the gift of your own insight.
That's true.
And it's very powerful. So what I'm hearing me after I bounce this off of this wonderful being called Carolyn is that it is kind of chain of command. It is an addressing of each individual cell and a complete demand of returning to the inner harmony of the individual cell in community with all cells.
That is so accurate. And as you probably are aware too, Rosemary, that for those who really need to heal cells for one reason or another, that you call in the light and you direct that light to different places in your body so that the cells who might have been compromised and need to be healed have the opportunity to do that. And that's very important also.
Yeah, because the medications aren't working in some cases, in a lot more cases, unless there is light combined with intent and wisdom and knowledge, the medication can be toxic at times.
Well, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And then there's the other aspect of that, and that is what aging is. And if you look at the scientists, what they have to say and what they've studied, that cells that are carbon-based have a limited number of times that they can multiply. And after they multiply and divide, they lose that power. And this is what aging is, that cells that were to reproduce, and I think the reproduction is like 50, it's either 56 times or 54 they found doing this lab work. And so our organs have gotten to the point where there are places that the cells didn't reproduce. And on one of our conference calls with Archangel Mikael, what he said, and I just love it, is that when our cells are completely crystalline, that does not happen any longer. That see what happens when the cell divides, the telomere on the chromosome breaks off a little bit each time. And it gets down to the very end, and that's why it can't reproduce. Well, when the cells in the body become crystalline, that does not happen with the telomere anymore. It is why we will then age gracefully or not age at all. I just love it. We can then start then using light, repair those places where the cells, where there's not enough cells that should be there. It's a beautiful concept, Rosemary. Not just a concept, but I do believe it's truth.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely accurate. I wondered why, when it came down from source, that I was simply stating to the cells in my body, look, I am an immortal. I claim that as a divine inheritance. And looked at it and said, whatever you want, God, whatever change we have to do to get there, let the light flow.
Well, what happened when the when humanity fell into a lower dimension in Atlantis, and I didn't realize we were going to get on this topic of Atlantis, but when the vibratory rate changed and we fell into a lower vibratory rate, it was more compacted. The gases and particles were more compacted, and that meant that there were changes in the cellular structure. And as we go back up and our vibrations become higher and the spacing changes and actually the shape of the cell changes, it's what is the difference between the carbon-based cell and the light-based cell. And we're then at a higher vibratory rate. We're able to hold the light, and this whole telomere thing changes so that we can stop aging. Not only stop aging, but to reverse it and become younger.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal. I've grown 3 inches in height already.
I love it. You're 3 inches higher, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite measure it at the time. I just couldn't reach the top of the door frame. And then one day I reached up and touched the top of the door frame, and I said, oh, okay, thanks.
I love it. Oh, these are exciting times, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Just lovely, lovely times. And I'm seeing the changes. A question I wanted to ask you, in myself at times, and in my husband at times, we seem to go through where we're just going to take the day and totally rest.
I love
it. We're just going to think of nothing but the light, and we're going to rest in the light, and that's what we're going to do.
You know how blessed you are to have a spouse that the two of you are looking in that direction and you're doing that kind of work together. That's beautiful.
Well, he's a gift.
Well, he is. He's a gift to you, and you're a gift to him.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know of another man that, you know, I looked at him one day and I said, now get it. 90 is the new 20. Now suck it up and get there.
Has he sucked it up?
Yeah, he's moving in that direction, believe me.
Love it. You're having so much fun.
It is a lot of fun, and I really want to thank you. So this is just, when it comes down like that, this is just a new cellular change that's being initiated through my body from the divine, and it's a new song, and the cells will put it into a greater effectiveness day by day as this mantra or what light wave flows through the body. It'll continue exponentially.
Before we go, Rosemary, why don't you tell our listeners what your song is one more time?
Mm-hmm. From the light of the Christ, from the love of God, let the cells of my body sing a new song, a new and an ancient harmony. Let every part of me regenerate, that I may serve in graciousness, that I may serve in effectiveness, that I may be one with the whole, for God is as I am.
Well, what a lovely way to end the show.
Thank you. And may we all regain our powers, talents, and abilities that we use to the highest and greatest good. Amen.
And the beauty of it is accessible to all of us right now. And if one thing that people learn pick up from my show today is that with all these new energies that have come in, We are in a place of personal empowerment right now, and if you haven't begun the journey, begin it. What we do here on this show is to try and give people the tools for self-empowerment. Beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, fence sitting is a really dangerous occupation right now.
What's the dangerous occupation?
Fence sitting, sitting on the fence.
Oh, sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Incredibly dangerous.
You could get some splinters there, couldn't you?
Yeah, in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know. We all need to move forward because there's so much joy in that.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, Rosemary, you know how much we love you.
Thank you, and I will let
you're
you go.
You're a beautiful light. You're a beautiful light that has come forward over these many eons, and you're here to sing your song again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bless you, darling.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And so, my friends out there, I just would like to leave you with this thought that I was talking to Rosemary about. This is the time. It is all coming into place. The power awaits you. And if you haven't begun the journey of walking into your power, do it now. This is Carolyn Evers. Until next week. Goodbye.